The Year of Ancient Ghosts, written by Kim Wilkins and read by Caroline Lee. We came late to Orkney, after all, when the lambing snow was melting off the crest of Hoy. Lachlan would have been dismayed. "It's April," he might have said. "The book is meant to be called The Year of Ancient Ghosts, not The 9 Months of Ancient Ghosts." But Lachlan wasn't around to be dismayed. A council bus had taken care of that, clipping the back of his bicycle 3 days before we were due to leave. We came anyway, Mary and I. We came late. The three of us had been meant to stay at the Croft where Lachlan spent his childhood. That there were only two of us added more sodden weight to the inescapable sadness. We ploughed over the black water on the ferry, and the waves and the wind were relentless. I knew the weather and I would get on. We had much in common. I had not imagined that I would find myself in this position, single mother to a 2-year-old, mourning my husband on a remote island off the tip of Scotland. But then I wasn't the one with the imagination. That was Lachlan, my husband. Mr. McBride met us off the ferry. I'd only seen a photograph of him when he was younger. Lachlan had it in a frame on our bookshelf, wearing a yellow cable-knit pullover with his dark hair curling over the back of the collar. The elderly man who waved from the bottom of the walkway bore so little resemblance to the man in the photo that I assumed he was waving at someone behind me. But then he said, "Jenny?" And I managed to recognize the heaviness of his brows and the tilt of his mouth under his white beard. "Hello," I said, coming to a stop a few feet in front of him. I wasn't sure of the protocol. We had never met. We had spoken 2 or 3 times on the phone. He was from Lachlan's past, not mine. Mr. McBride seemed to feel the awkwardness too. He crouched with an audible knee click in front of Mary and said, "And you must be wee Mary." Mary, defiantly cold in only a little pink fleecy pullover and track pants, dived behind my legs and pressed her face into the back of my knees. "So, she's a little shy," he said. "I assure you that's the last word I'd use to describe her," I said. "She'll warm up." Already Mary was tipping her head out from behind my legs, stealing curious glances at Mr. McBride. "Och, weel," he said, straightening up. But it sounded like, "Och, weel." "Sorry about the weather. Thank you for coming to collect us. Couldn't have you making your own way up there. Not with your bags and with the wee one." He smiled at Mary, who smiled back. "Wee," she said, laughing. I hefted my suitcase and Mary's stroller and knapsack off the luggage rack, and Mr. McBride felt in his pocket for his car key. Then he stopped, reached out his hand for my wrist, and said softly, "Luke, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for Lachlan."